the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here.
It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
I'm outnumbered!
Again, I'm drowning in estrogen here on a freak accident because, one of us isn't here. We'll get to the reason why momentarily. But welcome to the show. Thrilled to have you here. Thrilled to be inside you, in your ears, inside your ears.
That's what she said.
Thrilled to be inside your ears.
I'm not going to do that joke here.
Technically still inside you. Our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And our email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. There's four hosts on the show, but only three present. You know, we had such a streak going.
I know.
We had a whole two-week streak where all of us were here.
It was strong.
I'm Crisco. Of course, Kara, obviously, you can hear.
I'm Kara. What was that noise? That was weird. Did you guys hear that?
I heard something.
Lazy E holds up to 9,000 studs.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, he's too busy being filled with studs. although I don't think she has said a word yet.
Yeah.
She's just been shaking her head in disgust.
Yep. I have no words for any of this.
Well, Mickey is trapped. That is your name, right? It's Mickey. What did you get on your microphone?
A hair.
Oh, okay. She's shedding.
I am.
She's molting. Mickey is caught between a rock and a hard place today on the show because I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And Kara is sort of here and sort of not. She's kind of transcendental right now.
She at least took a nap.
I did, and it was amazing.
Yeah, okay. So you've been up since like 2 o'clock in the morning, though.
Yeah, 3.
And you're running exclusively on the largest energy drink that I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yes. And now
apparently it is also her second of the day.
Yes. And yes.
You know those aren't good for you.
I know that.
It isn't even one of like the regular, because I was reading a thing recently about how like some of these healthier ones are still
terrible for you
with so much caffeine. So
then why suffer?
Your heart's just going to explode. That's not even one of the healthy ones, though. Well, that's one of the garbage
ones. If they're just as bad, have the one I prefer. Every party has a pooper and the pooper.
No,
is
I'm not
you.
Saying they're just as bad. That one is worse that you're drinking.
He's
just totally ignored
totally
that.
Fine. It's fine.
I know she's singing. I'm a party pooper. I can hear it. I'm just
ignoring her.
Yeah, I'm ignoring her because she's manic.
I am, and it's amazing. It's fun.
Her pupils are dilated. Look how big her eyes are.
Are they? Are they really big?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just capturing all of the light that exists.
I look like that baby eye filter without the filter.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a walking TikTok filter.
I feel
right
amazing.
Now.
I feel
really
invincible.
Amazing is the word that you're using.
I'm gonna go home and crash so hard.
You probably are.
As long as you don't crash on the way home.
Yeah, just make it to the house. That's yes,
she said
yes.
On the way home and crashed in the same sentence, and I'm just like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You only live, like, minutes away from here.
It's true.
It's all that's
why
takes.
I was on time today.
You probably walk to your house from here.
I could. I mean, do I have the energy to do that?
You don't have the energy to do anything.
No.
We've established that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Sleeping is my life.
But Lazy E isn't here. He, it's not necessarily his fault.
It's not.
It's
Kara and E's fault.
It is kind of, yeah, because both of you would rather go to a concert.
It's not rather.
Than
it's work.
Yeah.
It's rather.
It's all, I mean.
You don't have to show up. Nobody would notice if you weren't there.
It's not rather.
Just send the street team up there with the banner and they're done. That's all that happens there. You guys don't do anything.
We have a meet and greet tomorrow.
Oh.
So we have to
one of them could facilitate that too. Mm-hmm. Hey everybody, there's the band. Band meet everybody. Thanks, goodbye. That's literally all meet and greets are. They're not complicated. Form a single file line in front of the band. No flash photography. Please get your autograph and get out. I did plenty of them when I was younger.
Well, fine.
Just saying, both of you don't need to be there. You're contributing nothing.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very sweet. I'm so glad I made it a point to be here.
The AI could handle it. Just send in ChatGPT.
Honestly, though,
it.
That would be fine. Yeah. I would actually have been okay with that.
And then you get to come to the podcast.
Yeah, that's...
Although I feel like the AI could probably do the podcast at this point,
yep.
Wouldn't it?
No.
Probably better than us, too. No. It could probably even...
It would be sillier than us.
It could even imitate our voices. I learned that recently. They have those ones that can make whatever, like a... It can imitate your voice, essentially.
So what would we have to do? We'd have to download all 300-plus episodes for it to listen to all of us?
Maybe. It could probably at least come up with a baseline of what each of our personalities is.
Mm. Can we do that? We should try it.
We should try. Make an AI make an artificial episode of A Freak Accident.
Yeah, who wants to download the AI stuff?
Some of those cost money, and I don't have much of that.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
We need to find a free one.
Okay.
It'll probably be so bad, so that'll be fun.
Exactly.
So here's what we're going to do. Because he's not here, Lazy E has inherited the responsibility of doing this.
Nice.
So,
yes.
That is now. Just make sure. You, Kara, you have to hold him accountable on this, though, because you see him more often than the
now
rest of us.
Now that's work
do.
For me, too. Great.
Yep.
Mickey and I will just laugh. Because you and E see each other every day.
We do.
Mickey and I see each other every
day. Aw, isn't that cute?
No.
So we're all kind of always together, but apart a little bit.
Aw. It's like sweet. We're adorable.
Yeah.
We're just the cutest. Did you guys see this bear footage on Instagram? Apparently there's a zoo in, I believe it's in China.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to adapt to the whiplash of suddenly changing subjects
so
quickly.
I wanted to share this quickly.
I tore my clothes off practically.
Because I saw it and I'm not sure how I feel about it. There's a zoo in, I think it's in China, and people are a little upset because they saw this bear and it was standing up and they think it's a person in a bear outfit because of the way the skin was wrinkling as opposed to a bear. But the zoo is like, no, it'd be way too hot for a person. I'll show you it. It'd be way too hot for a person.
Yeah, but they do that over there.
They do that.
Well, wasn't it on this show that we were talking about the people in the panda costumes who dress up to try and make the pandas get busy?
But that's a panda because they're dumb. If this is an actual bear that's dangerous.
Here it is. Look it. I'll post it on ours too. Doesn't it sort of look like?
Oh yeah.
It sort of looks like a person, right? But then when it goes down. It sort of looks like a bear again. He's not here, so that got missed.
We got the joke.
It's the deep state. It's another Fed trying to convince people to storm the White House.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I feel about
whatever the conspiracy theorists believe in now.
The bear's got a wrinkly butt.
It looks like human legs, though. It looks like, remember when that one person was pregnant?
What kind of
Beyonce was pregnant, and everybody thought
When's the last time you shaved? You look at that and you're like, that's human legs.
But remember when Beyonce was pregnant and her belly folded and everybody was like, fake belly? Do you remember that?
Not really.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
kind of. I remember
What this reminds me of a little bit. Like, it looks like fake butt, like wrinkly costume.
Did her stomach actually deflate, though, or was it just a trick of what she was wearing?
Probably.
It made it look like, oh, wow.
I'm sure.
Ugh, I solved the case.
Or she sucked in her stomach.
I didn't even see it. Whatever. Whatever. So anyway, so Lazy isn't here because he has a thing to do. We're recording on a different night.
Yep.
Because we tried to accommodate the fact that like two of us weren't going to be here, and the Mickey and me shows are fun, but at the same time, better to have more than less. So
thank you for that raving compliment.
You contribute.
It was more just like, it wasn't even like to have Kara. It was just like to have more.
Crisco wants to feel safe.
I never feel safe when
she's around, ever. Like, we were at E's birthday, and it was four of us. It was me, Hello Nurse, Murderer, and you, and I still didn't feel safe. She was staring daggers into me all night. It's like, I'm like, oh my God, look at something else.
Yeah.
Look at something else.
Distract yourself with this chicken and waffles. But yeah, so he's not. And then we find out next week, for the first time in a very, very long time, Mickey's not going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So our streak, not only didn't it make it past 2 weeks, but we're about to tie it with 2 weeks of not having a full show again.
But then we can have a present 2 weeks after that, if we really want to.
A present?
Yeah.
Ooh, what are you getting us?
My mother.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did talk about that.
TBD, guys.
Yeah, Mickey's mom might be on the show.
We're still debating.
We're kind of working out the logistics of it. Like... I'm compiling my Encyclopedia Britannica's worth of questions because there's lots.
Yes.
But that could be something that happens.
We'll think about it.
At the very least, we should do like an interview with her, like a sit down interview, even if she's not on an entire episode.
Yeah. We could do like an
she'll
in-depth.
Be per- like I said, she's probably gonna end up sitting in the corner cowering.
WTF with Mickey's mom.
Yes.
That's what we'll call the segment.
Like a behind the music when you find out all the stuff that went down.
Behind the Mickey.
Yeah.
This is a fantastic idea.
I love it.
I'm totally 100% on board.
Yes.
We do have a good show lined up today, though. It's jam-packed. Got a lot of things to get to. God only knows if we'll get to all of it, because most of the time we don't.
Yep.
I've noticed that that's a trend, too. We tease things, and then like something...
Continue to tease them.
Something gets Matt Damon into the next week almost every time.
We lie.
But we got a lot. But before we get into any of the heavy stuff, we do have to pay our respects. Because horrible, horrible news came down yesterday. That Paul Reubens, who everybody pretty much knows as Pee-wee Herman, although he did a lot of other stuff. He was hiding in Batman Returns, if you ever noticed. He was Oswald Cobblepot's father.
Didn't know that.
I don't think I even saw Batman Returns. Did I see Batman Returns?
That's the second Tim Burton one.
Maybe.
Maybe you saw it?
Possibly. I don't remember.
She said the magic word, possibly.
Oh!
But people remember Pee-wee's Playhouse. Pee-wee's Big Adventure was the big movie. He obviously played Pee-wee Herman. He passed away at 70. Yesterday, I believe it was, after a private bout with cancer. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody knew about it. That's been a regular thing nowadays, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I could understand. Who wants everybody poking into what you're going through when you're going through something like that? Because it happened with Chadwick Boseman.
Mm-hmm.
I think it happened with somebody else recently, too. And now it happened with Paul Reubens, which is a shame because he was... He was a great actor, a phenomenal comedian. He was like an impact. He had a tremendous impact on the lives of a lot of people growing up because of those movies and shows and stuff like that.
Yep.
And it'll always bother me that like he got so taken to task for, you know, self-servicing in the back of an adult movie theater.
Mm.
Because that's where you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, was it just because he was like a childhood figure and that's why they, you know,
sure,
everybody's
absolutely.
Like looking out for whatever.
But he's also an adult human being minding his own business in the back of an adult movie. It's not like he was doing it inside of one of those tube slides at the playground.
Or Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah. Right, yeah. That would have been, you know. Was it? He even said, like, in an interview, like, the way it was being portrayed was like, yeah, like, he was sitting on the street corner in his Pee-wee Herman outfit doing it. It's like, he was minding his own business in the bed. Leave him the man alone.
That's what they call it these days. Your own business.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
But seriously, yeah, it's fine.
He does in his own private time, on his dime, is none of my business.
Right.
And I don't care. So the fact that anybody even had a problem with it, like... infuriated me, and it still does, because that like derailed his career.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was there were accusations that he was in the possession, because he was a weirdo and he was a sex freak, you know, he was into some kinky stuff, whatever,
but he was an adult,
right? Exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't hurting anybody, but he got accused of possessing child stuff which ended up being not true. He was never charged with anything.
But once somebody says something like that, you ruin somebody's reputation.
It sticks forever. But again, unfair. You know, just because the dude has, you know, is a weirdo or whatever, and like you're going to try and stick him with like the worst thing you can think of, that's not fair to the man. You know, and it's unfair that his career got derailed twice over innocuous stuff that was, again, nobody's business.
Right.
Sucks.
Yeah.
You know, but like he did enjoy a couple of renaissances too. He was in some stuff that Netflix just did. Pee-wee's Big Holiday, which was another movie that came out like a couple of years ago. I think I still haven't seen it yet, but I have it on my watch list. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Sure.
But they did another Pee-wee Herman
movie. I have no idea what's going on in life.
A couple years ago, they did another Pee-wee Herman movie, which was nice to see. You know, so it was good to see that he was still getting work and stuff later on. And a lot of people over the years did come to his defense. And a lot of people are heartbroken over his passing. So that right there tells you all that you really need to know, that so many people are upset to see him go.
Yes.
You know, so.
I think that's the consensus. Even on social media, I think that's consensus. People are more sad than they are like, oh, good. Or, you know,
hey, remember
like
this thing?
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
Right, exactly.
We never did actually see the evidence.
Because there wasn't any.
Right.
That's why you didn't see it, you colossal turd. Anyway. So RIP, Paul Reubens. All these big stars constantly disappearing.
I mean, like, they are getting older.
Right, but who's replacing them?
Well,
there really aren't any. You know, I can't think of any big names like Pee Wee Herman nowadays.
I guess we have to step
up. Was there like that one video game streamer guy? That's the guy that you're going to
PewDiePie or Mr. Beast?
Which one? Either. Take your pick.
I think Mr. Beast.
Okay, sure. But then there was the other one, though, that you said.
PewDiePie.
Yeah, okay. So, like, those are the big names nowadays. I don't know.
To each their own.
That's none of my business either. But RIP, on the show today, though, on the main thrust of the show. Speaking of weird stuff and, like, weirdos, I keep saying stuff like that.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Do I know what I'm doing? I would never make that claim, ever. But we have a new trend that we teased last week. Something about stopping work at a certain time and different, I don't know, we'll get to it.
Okay.
10 social norms that make no sense when you think about it.
I mean, yes.
Women are apparently doing something called the Barbie test.
Oh, boy.
That should be fun.
No, it won't.
15 things people say they're getting too old to tolerate, and we're going to have a movie segment because we haven't done those in a long time. Mm. I saw a movie that I'm going to review, and we've got a little thing in there, too. 13 Lies movies tell us.
Oh, so fancy.
Kara's excited.
I am. I can't wait.
And you should be, too, which is why all of that is coming at you on this episode of A Freak Accident, which is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor's responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor, not just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental, and they have something for everybody with 3 delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, butterscotch root beer, diet on the horizon, I believe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of lifestyle, there's not much going on this month, but I know people love to cook out because it's been beautiful weather lately, and you should have Parlor in your fridge for when you have cookouts.
Absolutely. And it really does pair well with a burger, too.
Sure.
Because I've done it. In fact, I'm thinking about doing a root beer style burger where it's like there's a saute made of the root beer.
Didn't you get ice cream to pair with your Parlor beverage to make floats?
Yeah,
what happened with that?
It was delicious.
Wait.
I'm not sharing it with you.
Well, that's a bunch of crap.
Stop whatever you're doing right now and go to drinkparlor.com and order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself because they got merch too. And they ship anywhere in the United States, so wherever you're at, they will come to you. Right now, since you're listening to this show, lucky you, you get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident. Everybody's working
for the weekend. What was that face?
I'm working right now.
She's trying to pick her nose.
She like made like a face at you. I mean, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish I had a camera rolling on that.
Well, we'll get it later.
Yeah, right. That manic Kara is the best Kara.
Love it.
It's like second only to drunk Kara, but I don't think we're going to see her ever again.
I don't know, guys. It does not looking good.
So anyway, there's a new trend that involves working that is another one of these things that wouldn't...
Go to it.
Trend that involves working. It's like nobody's working right now. Yeah.
There's a lot of people working. Well, at least that's what I'm constantly told. Mm. Strongest economy ever is what I keep hearing. You know, despite the fact that like there was just like a contraction in manufacturing and hires and quits have plunged. So like there's really not that much of a strong job market right now. But I mean, Washington keeps telling me that it's great and Bidenomics is doing a great job. So I don't know what to believe, the data or some idiot in D.C. I'm at wit's end. But anyway, this is something that wasn't possible a couple of years ago.
Okay.
That's also a weird thing because we talked about that. And I am to this day shocked at the number of offices that demanded people come back for in-person work after the whole COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, I would have been convinced that like saving money on rent and real estate and everything else would have been the new thing.
But I do wonder, though, how many of them were signed into contracts for X amount of years.
Maybe.
And they're forced to use that space. So maybe once those contracts are up with those leases, they'll fall back on it. But for right now, they're kind of like, well, we're stuck with this office space, whether we like it or not, so we better get some use out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to me, it's just shocking that like you had such a disruption, and I was convinced that it was going to lead to a lot of things changing, and everybody just really tried to force that jack back into that box.
Yep.
You know? But it goes on to say, this is from Insider, Working 9 to 5 in one solid chunk is less common than it used to be. Instead, people are working until late afternoon, skipping out early, taking an extended break, and then logging back in before bed to finish up.
No, thank you.
That seems extra stressful.
That, yeah, right? Like, why would you want that looming over your head?
That's the
for
one
the
thing
entire afternoon and evening.
That I always talked about going to the office. Because, like, most of my job can be done from home also. I mean, it was all done from home during the pandemic. Even the on-air stuff was done.
Most people's jobs can be done from home.
But, yeah. But, you know, like, there's something to be said for going to the office, compartmentalizing, I'm working while I'm here. And then I, you know, do that. Then when I leave, I'm done. And that helps me because I tend to...
Yeah, work-life balance.
Yeah, I tend to not have that from my previous family business. There was no...
No way.
There was no separation. So for me, I like the idea of an office because I do work and then not work. You know? But if I do this new thing where you stop a little bit earlier and then go back later, that just defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
And then you go to sleep miserable because you just got done working.
Right. Yeah. And you're also, like I said, you're going to be all that time, you're going to be thinking about the stuff that you have to go quote unquote back to work to do.
Right.
At the end of the night. Why would you soil your whole day like that?
Yeah, you're right. I don't like it.
It's like just taking a crap down the middle of your windshield and then wiping it around with the windshield wipers.
I could see that working for like stuff that I used to do in like SFX art where I had to wait for things to dry. So yeah, I would take an extended break because what am I going to do while I'm waiting for things to dry?
Yeah.
Sometimes I couldn't work on anything else because there literally was nothing to work on.
Start
so like,
another painting.
Break.
I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Do something. Yeah. But the term for it is triple peak day. It goes on to say there are three different times when productivity spikes now. It used to be two peaks at 11 and 3.
Right.
Okay.
What?
If I'm assuming correctly, that's right before lunch and like,
right before
the end of the day.
Right.
Cuz like nobody really works that last hour. You know, you're worn out, you're tired, you're unplugged, like, you know,
turning your computer off for an hour.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've done that.
Time to shut down.
Oh no. Let me just check for updates before it's got to restart like five times for shame. There's a third one now around 10 p.m. Basically, people are using their flex hours to leave work early, beat traffic, go home, pick up their kids. Then they're logging back in at home before bed to finish a project or deal with leftover emails. Management doesn't love it goes on to say, because it delays everything. If they send someone an email at 3:30, they might not hear back for 7 hours. Oh, God, whatever will you do?
Email is not text.
Or they could email the next morning, so 7 hours turns into almost 20 hours.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
If they schedule a meeting for four, half the staff is already gone. there's concern it could also blur the lines between work time and me time. Yeah, I mean, I don't like it at all. I mean, again, it's kind of one of those things like rip the Band-Aid off. You know what I mean? Like just get it done with. Yeah, I could never be the kind of person who would do like split shifts and stuff like that. Like, oh, God, you know, just knowing that you're going to leave for a couple hours and have to go back.
That's actually worse than just being there the whole time.
Right.
Yep.
Like, I'll work the double before I leave and come back because once you're out of that mode.
And on top of that, like, I mean, for me, having done things similar to that, like you're rushing to get home because you know your time at home is limited.
Mm-hmm.
So like every red light you hit is anxiety, it's stress, it's anger. You're getting mad. People are cutting you off. They're slowing you down. You're pissed. So like, you know, I could never, would never be caught dead doing this crap. Not in a million years.
What is it, that Ren and Stimpy horse? No, sir, I don't like it.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Sir, I don't like it.
I mean, you do kind of do that now, though, with, like, you leave work, right, and then you go and do stuff like concerts and things like that.
Occasionally. Like, I mean, that's the exception more than it is the rule, you know. Like,
see,
I don't know.
Back when I worked in radio years ago, I just never went home.
Well, when I started, when
I just
like,
worked 24 hours straight.
Interning, I was the same way, like, back in the early 2000s. I would go in the morning, help out, because I was going to school. So I would go in the morning, help that show out, go to school, do a little homework, come back for like the PM drive show, and then stay into the night, which was actually what I was interning in. And then I would go home and do some more homework, or I'd stay up. It was like, you know, I had different energy then. I would not be able to do that now. I like to sleep way too much.
It's
that
a
would
whole
never,
day.
Yeah,
a whole entire day.
Yeah, but I really loved it too.
Sure.
So it wasn't really work the whole time either, but now just
Timmy. Now it's just a job.
I gotta hang with that golden duo.
Now it's just Timmy. It's, And this is a thumbs down for me. Hated this whole segment.
We vote no.
I'm getting like PTSD just from reading this. This isn't.
I want to go home.
It doesn't spark joy. So yeah, I mean, if you would do something like this, or you think this is beneficial, I got nothing. But like freaks@afreakaccident.com, send us an email and explain like why you think we're wrong.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Challenge me. I don't give a crap. I mean, you know, I might call you dumb, but, you know, we're all adults here. We can deal with some. The listeners have called me way worse than that before.
All right. Fair
Rightfully
enough.
So.
And I am dumb. So I'm fine with it. You know, call me names. I don't give a crap. Ain't hurting my feelings.
Mickey's working so hard to come up with something to challenge you right now.
No,
You're not going to jip me out of a good feeling.
Oh, no.
Don't care.
Edit that in post.
Up next. I ain't editing crap. Up next, 10 social norms that make no sense when you think about them.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes. It don't make no sense that I'm doing
it. There's a lot of things in life that really, when you start thinking about them, just make no sense at all.
That's why I just don't think.
That's the ticket, really, is just turning off the old brain and just steamrolling through life like a passed out drunk at the wheel of a bulldozer.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Yeah. So this was a Reddit conversation that happened. A lot of people post interesting questions on Reddit a lot of times, and then you get some really compelling responses. So this is a list that was compiled.
Okay.
This is like basically some of the most interesting responses, but I might also dive into the thicker meat of the thread to get some of the other stuff too.
Okay.
So number 10 was, these are again, social norms that make no sense when you think about them.
Okay, got it. Registered.
So no, this is one I completely disagree with. Purses.
Why don't they make sense?
That's what I'm saying. I disagree with that.
Yes, I know.
They're useful. Why are men afraid to carry one of their own? Maybe that's the question.
That's
purses. So it's a social norm that men don't carry purses. Why not? I agree.
I don't carry a purse.
Well, you don't, but I mean, all I'm saying is
I don't want to carry extra crap with me. There's no reason for it.
I carry a purse and a tote bag.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow, that's
I'm busy.
Extra.
I travel with a lot of things.
There's somebody... There's somebody at the gym. I call her backpacker because she literally carries around, like, it's not a backpack, but it is one of those giant beach totes that you would carry with you to the beach or whatever. Carries it around the gym with her to every exercise that she does. Like, why are you bringing your whole life with you to exercise?
I wouldn't do that.
There's no way there's that much important stuff in there.
No.
Leave it in a locker. Put a lock on the locker. You're done.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I think you're right.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm big on like everyday carry. So like I like carrying things that like will potentially help me if I need them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other day I was out somewhere and I was with somebody who needed a flashlight. Bam, I got a flashlight. I always carry a flashlight.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, but I have like a little thing that like clips to my belt that keeps some of that crap in it, which basically a purse already. And this is one of the reasons why I'm an advocate for cargo pants. I don't care if they're not stylish or fashionable. I got extra pockets to carry my gear.
My gear. Like you're a mountain climber.
Yeah. You never know. I might get lost in the woods when I'm going into town. You never know what might happen.
Doesn't your cell phone have a flashlight?
It's not a good one. I mean, the flash turns on, but it's not strong. It's not powerful.
No,
I need something that could blind someone at 100 yards. I need real equipment here.
That's what she said.
Next one is using a customer service voice that sounds nothing like your actual voice.
I definitely do that.
Probably at work, right?
Mm-hmm,
dealing with these stupid listeners who are mad about the prizes that they're winning.
A lady today. I did it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And these are things that make no sense when you think about it.
Thank you so much for calling the radio station.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in the contest rules, it does explain that your prize cannot be substituted and redeemed for cash.
Thank
so I'm
you
sorry.
So much. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for
calling.
Yeah.
And I hope you have a great day.
And then I hang up and I go, oh, my God, use your brain. So I should just talk to them like that. Like, I should just... Maybe not rude like that, but in that voice, be like, listen, in the rules, but it just sounds like...
Mickey has a really good customer service voice.
Do it. Let's hear it. I don't do it.
Intentionally? No, but yeah. you are unnecessarily nice to people at our job.
But I'm like that everywhere.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But I've been in customer service long enough to know that there's an on-off switch.
The guy today who stood there and stared at us for 15 solid seconds and then asked us where the thing was that was literally right behind us, it was shocking to me. It really did make me come out of my body and project into the astral plane because that's how much it hurt my mind.
Nice.
Anyway, acknowledging other people's sneezes doesn't make a lot of sense, but is a social norm. That's probably something left over from when people died of dysentery all the time, right?
Well, isn't it like a thing, like you stop breathing, or wasn't there like a
I'm pretty sure that's thing, probably an old wives' thing. Tale.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but based on that, maybe that's why people do it. It's just continued on.
Old wives, that's probably offensive. I shouldn't say that.
But yeah, I say bless you to people if they sneeze around me. Like, but I mean, if they do it more than once, I yell at them. But
stop it.
It is it is that even saying God bless you is like probably because back in the day, if you sneezed, it's because he's dying. God bless you, Jeremiah. You're not long for this world. That's from Pilgrim Times, right, Mickey?
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
Where did that originate, Mickey? Tell us.
She probably started it, which is why she still does it. buying litter. Yes, we buy special dirt for our cat to poop in.
See, yeah, I just got into that with trying to find a better way to do that.
We buy a thing now. It's not litter per se. It's literally sand. Mm-hmm. It's just scented.
Like play sand?
No. It's like I don't know what it is. It's like a clumping thing, but sand is clumping too, like just regular
sand. I don't
care
if it
clumps. It's more natural. It's like a natural kind of thing rather than it being like a weird thing. Like we're covered
in chemicals
and stuff.
Well, see, my thing was the cost.
Right.
Because really, I'm throwing it out regardless, and I do not care if it clumps or not. The cats do not care if it clumps or not.
Our cats care.
Our cat.
Oh, Rugby is such a prima donna when it comes to his box. If it's not clean, he won't go in it.
Why don't
well? It's not that it's not clean. Yeah. It's just we're not putting in as much. So what we ended up doing was I got chicken feed, and there's some sort of like safety clay. It's literally just like absorb clay.
Okay.
And I mix those two together, and I put baking soda on top of it, and it works about 20 times better than cat litter, and cost me $20 for 3 months worth.
Why don't cats just go outside like dogs?
That's a good question.
I have been trying to get the one to do that.
They'll run, though. They'll run off.
Yeah, why? Why are they like that?
Because they suck. They really are terrible animals.
He doesn't run off.
Well,
he tries to climb the tree.
He's also
put a leash on them.
Barely a cat.
Yeah, he thinks he's a dog.
Yeah, he's some kind of weird creature trapped in a cat's body, but he's not a cat.
Put a leash on your cat. Take it out front.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would work.
It might if you started it from the very
beginning. I mean, you can train a cat. They're much more stubborn than dogs, but it can be done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just
solved that problem for you guys. You're welcome.
Sure. Yeah,
but yeah, no, I definitely agree. Cat litter is a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it is, and it's expensive. Like even the stuff like I said, it's more natural. It's not like at least covered in chemicals.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, like that weird artificial stuff.
Like I think I lucked out because both of those cats, whether I put, I could probably buy soil for them too, and just put soil in the box, and that would work.
Just throw dirt in there. They'll figure.
Well, yeah.
That's what they would do outside.
It would be cheaper
if they lived in the wild.
That's right.
Clapping is the next one.
Woo! I like clapping.
Yeah.
It is a weird way to show appreciation, though. Like, who came up with that? Why is that the, like, applause?
Because it was probably, like, one of these things. Like, oh, we're doing this, you're doing that. Oh, my God, you did that? And then it was like, oh, that was do that again.
That felt great.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, that felt awesome. It sounded cool, too.
Do that at me again.
You got it. I wonder if it's more of like a theater thing, like when they're trying to end out a show and they were trying to talk before microphones existed. It's probably easier to talk over clapping than it is somebody going, woo!
Maybe, but now people woo too.
Oh, sure they
clapping. Do. I would just be interested to know what the origin of clapping is.
Me too.
Do the Google machine.
Do the right kind of Google, though, because clapping can mean something else.
You're right.
Be very specific.
I'm going to put applause.
Clapping your hands. Applause. Do not put the in front of it.
What do I got to do to clap something? Don't search that.
That one's a video. We don't
number
want
five, cards. Giving Hallmark money in exchange for a piece of paper that someone's going to look at for 10 seconds and then forget about. I mean, it's in keeping with the tradition of letter writing, though, essentially. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, because like a greeting
card. But like,
cards,
if you're making your own cards to send, like as a sentiment, yes. But if you're just buying a card to,
yeah, I don't know.
Eh.
I mean, I that one I understand a little bit because, like I said, it's okay. Like, if this were Mickey, like the time period that you're from, you would handwrite in ink.
I did.
Right.
I sent all three of you cards.
Right. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that
along
was really
with
nice.
Art that were awesome. But I'm saying, like, back then though, you would pen something on paper. Perhaps if you had an artistic bent, you would draw them a picture.
Right.
This is just kind of like for all of the people who are too lazy to do that. I mean, but it's
now there it is, laziness.
But
so,
it captures,
so the sentiment is out of it if you're lazy.
Well, no, but it captures the same. You're still thinking about that person enough to give them something. So I don't know. That one at least kind of makes sense. You can argue it's people should put more effort in, but like it's still, I get it. You know, you're showing affection to somebody by giving them a note, which, you know, is like letters is one of the oldest forms of correspondence.
Right.
So, all the random rules about texting people.
Hmm.
What specifically are they talking
emojis
about?
Emojis, maybe.
It says texting is supposed to be a way to talk to people and they can respond at their own convenience. Maybe they're talking about like how...
When people get upset because they didn't immediately text them back.
You didn't text
that
me back.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, texting is supposed to be convenient. It's convenient for me.
Right.
I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to put on my customer service voice.
Yeah, pretend you don't know that it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, you text me? I didn't get it.
Sorry, phone was on silent. I was napping.
Oh, yeah. Someone...
Except that's actually what happens with Kara every time.
Yes, it is. Did you find an answer?
There's so much about clapping.
Uh-oh.
There's so much. But basically, it's like high-fiving yourself in a positive response to something.
Okay, yeah, but...
I guess it got formalized with theater and with Roman Empire and all that kind of stuff. And I guess it was just a louder way to... It was easier, louder, and more anonymous. So sometimes people would vote for people by, like, making a noise, like, clap one clap at a time or something like that.
Sure, because people have specific voices, so it might be easier to hear somebody's voice and go, oh, I know who did that instead of a clap.
Yeah.
So I guess that's basically it.
Who's for reelecting Caesar? And you hear a bunch of eyes. Who's against? Nay. Ah, I heard you, Jeff!
Yeah.
I know it was you! Ties being standard for business attire. Ties.
Yeah, I mean, what's their purpose? But with any fashion purpose, really, so...
It's probably something left over from a former era of fashion, when you would wrap other crap around your neck.
Let's bring back those, like, accordion white things that people wore around their necks, like in Victorian eras. They were hilarious.
Can we bring back...
Well, imagine wearing those, Dora.
Listen, can we bring back...
I forget what they're called, the collars. I know what you're talking about.
I want kilts and or male skirts to come back because my boys need to breathe.
You are more than welcome to wear them whenever you want.
That's true. People do wear them.
I could, but like now the problem is today a bunch of MAGA people are going to start shooting at me if I go out like that, and I don't want that.
I doubt it.
I don't want that.
No copaganda here.
Balloons.
What?
Just balloons.
They're just weird.
Yeah, it's like,
it.
What? Why balloons?
I mean, I guess, yeah. Why? Oh, why not?
I'm not a fan of them.
Really?
Well,
they're dangerous for animals.
They are,
whenever
they escape.
Like when they get in free.
Yeah.
They get in free.
You know what else is bad for the environment and animals? Those stupid glowing lantern things that people send off into the sky. And then I see the other day somebody was lamenting the fact that they weren't going to be able to make it to some gigantic event at the Pocono Raceway, which is up the road here, where they're going to apparently release thousands of these things.
I'm not
it's like,
into
wait
that.
A litter. Yeah. Wait a litter.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. You idiots. And number one, paying tens of thousands of dollars to bury corpses in the ground.
It is weird when you think about it.
Why is that such an expensive thing? You're digging a hole.
I don't think that's the expense. It's the casket. It's all the other stuff that people
do. I could
along
make
with
a box
it.
Out of wood. It's not going to look pretty, but I can make one. It'll probably cost me like 15
did.
Bucks.
He was a casket maker. Yeah. He actually made his mother's casket.
How much did it cost him? Probably not much.
Not much at all.
Not what they charge.
It cost him a lot of time, but
we have to fill the corpse with sawdust and put makeup on it to make it look normal. No, I don't want an open casket funeral. No, I don't want anybody looking at my dead body.
I
want
to be a tree.
Me too. I think that's a great idea.
I like that idea. Yeah.
I love the
and
tree.
It's like
thing.
$700.
Yeah, and like then everybody can appreciate you. For
give Elon
a
Musk
while.
My body.
Give or chop you down for wood.
I said give Elon Musk or some other scientist my body to do with as they will. I'm okay with that.
So you're pulling an Aussie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, let's do it. I want to get launched into space. I don't think anybody's bold enough to do that because, you know, if I if my body acquires like some kind of cosmic power out there and I come back, nobody wants that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So, like all of a sudden you're walking the street again.
I'm like Silver Surfer. Yeah, I come back as a herald of Galactus.
You know, they did revive some kind of prehistoric body recently.
Or a worm. I think it was a worm.
Something. So it's possible. You could be revived.
Some others?
Didn't even listen to me.
No, I heard it. I don't know. Honestly, when this life is over, let me go. I don't want to come back. I barely want to be here now. people, here's some more from this list, though. People expect you to get along with family, even if they treat you like crap.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That being,
I do not agree with that at
all. Yeah, why should you have to force that?
No.
It's not your responsibility if everybody in your family sucks that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one I've brought up, and I don't understand this. Why do so many people talk on speakerphone in public?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I
know. Talked about that.
I was in the bathroom the other day. Somebody was taking a dump.
On speakerphone.
And they were on speakerphone with somebody. I'm like, this is definitely not the time to have that. As what you're doing.
Very awkward.
Apparently the other person didn't care.
I guess not.
Yeah, they're on speakerphone, but they're also holding it right next to their head anyway.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Just put it up to your ear at that point, my guy.
Might as well.
Yeah. the expectation to have a huge wedding.
I don't think that's a thing that much anymore, is it?
I don't know. I mean, that's the first thing. How many people are coming to your wedding?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Weird.
Women being able to show the whole boob, go topless, essentially.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, men without shirts on is sexual, too.
Yeah.
That's just plain old discrimination is what that is.
Yeah, I was thinking of it as we were saying it. I'm like, that's a good point.
It's inappropriate. So are these guns. But, you know, they're allowed to be out in public.
And that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Kara, do not boost his ego.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about like family stuff in here too. Mm-hmm. Asking people how they're doing is a matter of courtesy when you don't truly care.
I actually can't stand that because it's like, what's how are you? Good, you good?
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna go well. I'll tell you about all that.
And
I'm
please don't.
With.
By the way, please don't. We're not. That's not like us inviting that. Please never answer me like that if I ask you how you're doing. Always say good.
Let us know what you think of this list, if you agree or disagree. freaks@freakaccident.com, or if you have one of your own, something that's like a standard societal convention that you're just like, you know what, why do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this like this?
I feel like I can make a very long list.
Ooh, do it. Bring it next week.
Sure. I'll bring it next week.
You know what? Damn you.
Oh.
Bring it in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now you got your homework extended.
She tricked you.
Yeah. She did. I wasn't even thinking what I was saying when I said it. I'm used to her being here. You know, Kara, you don't know. You could be here, not be here. It's a flip.
I'm not here right now.
You'll see me at work.
I will still see
for like 5 seconds, and then I'll be off on a project.
What is the Barbie test, and why are women doing it?
Boy,
we'll find out next.
All right.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well. Probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
I'm a Barbie girl. Woo! In the Barbie world.
Oh.
Did anybody see this movie, by the way?
I, of course, did.
Our boss did.
Who's our boss?
Me.
Ron.
Oh, our boss at our work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, like, who's the boss of the podcast? Like, what are you talking about? You saw it, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that song in it? It had to have been, right?
Not that one.
What?
There was like a remake, sort of, in parts of it. They didn't want them to use it in the movie.
That seems obscene to me that they wouldn't want that.
But I guess it was like, they have a whole new soundtrack.
Okay. They probably thought they were going to get sued again.
Yeah.
What did you think of the movie? You know what? Save it for the movie segment.
All right.
You can do a quick
today?
Review. Yeah.
Okay.
In like another couple of minutes.
All right, cool. All right, I'll save it.
Yeah.
So what's the Barbie rule?
Yeah, let's talk about
the Barbie test.
Oh, the Barbie test.
This is from Just Jared. I guess like the Barbie thing, because the movie is very, very popular.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's been spawning things like this. Mickey made the off mic remark that the Barbie test is, are my boobs bigger than my waist?
Yep.
Barbie wasn't really like overly.
She's completely disproportionate.
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
I mean,
only
she was
because
lengthy, but
the Barbie designer lady based Barbie off of like a doll that was from Russia or something.
Maybe.
So she didn't even realize what she was doing when she did it, but that's That's how that got started, really.
Okay.
but she
anyway,
was disproportionate.
Apparently now women are using Barbie to screen male fitness as a potential mate.
In what way?
Huh, what?
I mean, I guess it could be any potential mate, but they're screening potential mates
and like maybe
via
friends, I
the
guess.
Barbie test, okay?
Okay.
So here's the deal. According to a TikTok influencer.
Well, of course.
Which that barely... Is there a way... Like, Wikipedia is, like, bad, right? To, like, source Wikipedia. But,
yeah,
like, to source TikTok...
Yeah.
Is worse.
I feel like...
It's sticky.
Yeah. I don't feel
I mean,
like...
it's really hard to source anything on the internet because it is freedom of speech. So you gotta filter through so
oh
much information.
Oh, my God. There's so much garbage on TikTok, too. People can say anything, and they do.
Yep.
They do. But anyway, this person's name is Nicole Hoefler.
Okay.
Hoefler, whatever. Hoefler. It's the new question on a first date or your dating profile. What are your thoughts on the Barbie movie?
Oh, all right. Go ahead. This is...
Well, I haven't seen it, so you get no thoughts.
Oh, this is already annoying. Go ahead.
Vicky, you could say you get no thoughts for basically anything, though.
This is true.
That whole... going through life not thinking a thought thing is sounding more appealing all the time, especially when faced with quandaries like this. But so in other words, if a guy really doesn't want to see it or he's not open to talking about it, what's even worse yet, if he's seen it and he thinks it's not a good movie or he doesn't get the point.
Oh no, they have an opinion.
I think it's kind of a no-go. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make much sense. Like, you're allowed to not like the thing.
Right.
I mean, I guess, like, so I understand, I'm familiar with what happens in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what some of the themes are.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I feel like somebody just not enjoying the movie or just thinking, it's fine, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not, you would have to, basically what I'm getting at is, the problems that would cause someone to be a red flag over something like this, like, you can ask them specific questions about their thoughts on certain things without masquerading or you know, shrouding it behind this Barbie movie nonsense.
Correct.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Just ask him if he thinks men are better than women. You know, does he think women assume a lower role in society than men do?
Absolutely.
Ask him that. Just come right out with it. Don't be like, well, what did you think of Barbie? And then try it. You know what I mean?
It's just games.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's...
You playing.
You playing
at that point. but really, no, yeah, her own boyfriend passed with flying colors.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Of course. Did he?
Of course he did. Oh.
Or did he see your TikTok? He knew exactly what to say.
he dressed in pink. He got all the jokes and moving parts.
Did he?
What the F does that mean?
I have no idea.
Wait, I'll do my review and then you'll understand it
the
more.
The moving parts?
There's not. It's
afterward, he discussed with me what a masterpiece this movie is and how hard it must have... And how hard it must be to be a woman. I mean... Women have a bad go of it in certain ways.
Sure, absolutely.
And historically, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
Murderer and I have that conversation a lot. Something will come up either in the news, on TikTok, on Instagram, and he'll be like, "Really?" And I'm like, "You really have?" I'm like, "You grew up with women in your household. You weren't aware that these were problems." And he's like, "No." Like, yeah, they're huge problems.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not something that a lot of men, I think, really even think about, though. Because
they're not affected by it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
He was not affected by it until we were in a relationship together. And then I was affected by it. Ergo, now he has to be affected by it because we are in a relationship.
Yeah.
But before that, like, yeah, his mom, his sister, but it didn't truly affect him.
Right,
so I get that.
There's actually, there's a name for that. It's a logical fallacy where, like, you don't think something is a problem because it's not directly impacting you, like, at the moment.
That's how I live my whole life.
Yeah. So, I mean, like...
It makes sense, though. Like, because how would you know? Like, you know what I mean? You wouldn't know unless someone... really explains it to you, or you experience
or
it.
Or unless you're
you'll...
incredibly empathetic to the point where you bother to go out of your way to learn what other people deal with.
Sure.
You know, to think beyond your own experience. But in any case, you know, again, like women have it hard in certain circumstances, in certain respects, absolutely, and historically, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what a masterpiece this movie is. A masterpiece. a masterpiece.
I mean, that's
really
comparison to what is right, what well, I would like to know.
Sure, yeah, that's the really the question of the day, isn't it? Like compared to Frozen, maybe I don't know.
I
compared
really
to like that god awful remake of The Little Mermaid or whatever it was or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. Compared to like Zach and Miri make a porno, like maybe I don't know, but compared to like Citizen Kane, a masterpiece,
right?
Yeah. All right, sure.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. It addresses some things. We'll
discuss
it. We'll get into it. But.
So, I mean, so that's basically the encouragement is to ask a guy what he thinks about the Barbie movie. I mean, I do want to see it at some point. I'm probably not going to waste money on seeing it in
a
theater.
Ask a guy what you think about women's rights.
Right.
Like, what,
yeah. That's what I just said.
I know you did. Yeah. It's annoying that even this day and age, women are too afraid to just come out and say, what do you think about women's rights? No, let's skate around it and be like, oh, let's talk about the Barbie movie and see, you know, and play a game.
What's
his
response to this unattached thing that, like, yeah.
Quite honestly, Mickey, to your point, with you not coming out and doing that, using the Barbie movie, is reinforcing some of the lessons we supposedly learn in the Barbie movie. Like, it's just showing what women are, like, you know what I mean?
We're hitting our stereotypes is what we're doing.
Literally hitting it by asking that way. So, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
I mean, that's what would be like the male equivalent of this? Like asking her what she thinks about Die Hard? Because Die Hard is legitimately a masterpiece. And, you know, I don't think John McClane commits any sexism in that movie either, though. So
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
You would need to have like, yeah.
I'll have to think about that.
What's like a movie where something really sexist happens in it? Or like there's like a sexist overtone to the movie? Like misogynist, and then ask women what they think of that, and if they like
what was
it.
Was that 50 Gray Things, what movie
50
was that?
Shades
oh,
of
there,
Grey?
Now, there it is.
What do you
also,
think about
I
50
didn't
Shades
see that.
Of Grey?
Yeah, but how many women actually liked those?
A vast majority, I think.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that book series
and that
is
stuff
very
was...
popular. Now, what is the Venn diagram of women who think Barbie's a masterpiece and also like 50 Shades
Ooh.
Of Grey? I'll wait. Put that data together.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You've raised a good question.
Mm-hmm. I know. Sometimes I get them.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Sometimes a golden egg falls out.
You are not a golden goose.
No. All right. So we're going to, speaking of movies, so we're going to skip the thing, the 15 things people say they're getting too old to tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for you it's waiting. Tough. You're going to wait until next week to do that. We're going to get to this movie segment here on A Freak Accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit AFreakAccident.com and click on Connect. Get your popcorn.
We have not done a movie segment on A Freak Accident in quite some time.
A couple years, I think.
Yeah, it's been way too long. It was either probably like during 2020, like mid-pandemic when movies first started to come back, or before.
Yeah.
I don't think it was since, though.
Sorry.
Way to drop stuff.
I'm getting ready.
Yeah. So there are two movies out now, though, that are in theaters.
And that's going to be about it. Strikes are going on.
Right. These two films could not be more different.
Mm-hmm.
They are on virtually opposite ends of the scale of every conceivable measurement. However, what?
It just occurred to me. Didn't Barbie come out around the same time the atomic bomb was made?
That's a good question. When did Barbie
hit
shelves?
I don't know why that just hit me, but I was like, hold on.
Yeah, so because the movie came out the same time as Oppenheimer, too.
Whoops.
When did Barbie...
When was Barbie a thing? So I want to say that, like, the popularity was the 50s, but
right,
I know the
see.
Doll was out before that.
So 45, they started testing the
Barbie officially debuted in 1959.
Oh, so 15 years later.
Okay.
I mean, that's... Yeah. Well...
All right.
Anyhow.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. That would have been an interesting little quinky-dink there. But so we got Barbie and we've got Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Kara saw Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Oppenheimer. So we're going to do a quick review of each and give our thoughts on both. So Kara, ladies first.
Oh, thank you.
That's sexist, but whatever. Yeah.
But see, I said thank you because fine. I don't know. All right.
Fine. I'll rephrase it. Age before beauty. Go ahead.
Ouch. Now the sexism.
Well, now it's
ageism. Or ageism.
I'm gonna get my thoughts together here. I think, but I'm gonna try to make this short and sweet. That's what she said. Okay, so.
That's what she said.
Thank you. We went to see the Barbie movie on
Who's
opening
we?
Weekend. It was me, my mom, my sisters, and we took the 2 5-year-old nieces.
So your husband did not go.
Did you cosplay? Did you wear pink? Did you wear like the shirt with the Barbie
logo? We did wear pink,
on?
But that was because the kids wanted to. We didn't do much more. They weren't as marketing it at the theater as I thought they would be. It was like a sign and that was it. I was expecting so much more Barbie stuff. There really wasn't much there, so it was a little disappointing. The movie is rated PG-13. I believe for like there's like one innuendo which goes over almost everyone's head, I think, and it's like right in the beginning of the movie, and then there's like a curse, and that's it, and they bleep it. So I would take kids to it. The thing I wouldn't worry about with kids with it, and this is one thing that I have said, is it gets a little slow at one point when they're like learning the lesson, so the 5-year-olds got bored.
Sure.
But you know, the rest of it was fine. So okay, here we go. Long story short, maybe. Probably not. The beginning of the movie is about Barbie coming to life and like what her dream world would be like, or whatever Barbie world would be like if it was like real.
Okay.
So I loved that part because it made me think of what my Barbies, like when you're a kid and you play with Barbies, you envision it in this way. So it was like my imagination coming to life on movie screen. I thought it was so fun. However, I think it was far too short. They did it very quickly, and then like it was like one fake day in Barbie time, and then the next day already she's questioning death, and that's the whole premise for the rest of the movie.
Woo!
And I just think it was too fast. I think they should have definitely let us experience.
Why are both movies out? One is bright and colorful. One is like dark and dreary. But both of them are dealing with existential crises. Yeah. Like,
so there's the comparison.
Yeah. I really, really think they should have allowed a little more time for that enjoyment in the beginning.
Right.
I would have loved that. Then she goes to the real world to figure out why things are
happening.
She's
in an existential crisis.
And Ken tags along. But the whole premise in the beginning is that Ken's whole worth, it deals with what Barbie thinks of him. So now you have that lined up where they start to get to that feminist movement. Like, there is no Ken without Barbie and
sure,
what Barbie
absolutely.
Thinks of Ken and all that. So that's kind of how that starts.
So it's a juxtaposition.
They go to the real world. Ken learns about... Oh, in the real world, women rely on men for their value like I do in Barbie world. So he goes back to Barbie world and tells all the Kens about what happens, and it becomes like a man place, you know, but a very stereotypical patriarchy. In the meantime, Barbie's solving her problem. She then comes back and,
you don't got to spoil the whole movie for people who haven't seen it yet.
Well, but then they try to fix it. Well, here's where... I get where they're going with it. When they come back, America Ferrera is in it as a person. She makes a very moving speech. I will say it's a decent speech. Like, when I was listening to it, and a lot of people are quoting it, people are really into it. When I was listening to it, I actually went, yeah, that's true. Like, I did relate to a lot of the things she said.
Okay.
That being said, they then proceeded to take pieces of said speech and, like, reword them, and they one by one had to, like,
oh, like we do in real
do
life.
Do it again. Yeah. Like, so, like, she's helping the Barbies all. It just, they're like brainwashed, like a thing. Okay. So each Barbie has to be retaught this
how to Barbie
speech a little bit. Yeah. So I feel like that was a little too long. I didn't need the one by one. We could have just had the speech and really enjoyed that and then went back. Also, the Kens, there's a whole segment in the part where the kids got bored is when the Kens are. You know, kind of, they're voting to change the Barbie world to Ken world.
You know who else is getting bored?
I know, I'm sorry, listen. But I feel like that was too
long. We know how Kara explains things. We knew this was coming.
It's true. And ask my family. When my mom used to, like, if she was not wanting me to do something, like if I was annoying her at the house, she'd be like, Kara, did you have a dream last night? And then I'm talking, and she'd just, like, go along and do this. This goes way back.
Hey, focus, okay. Center.
So the Kens, there's an issue with the Kens, and they have a battle between each other. I feel like that was too long. That could have been cut in half. And then the end had like two endings. Mm. So I feel like this movie could have been two movies, but she rolled it into one because the ending is not just solving this, you know, Barbie issue, but it also leads Barbie to another thing that has nothing to do with like any of the beginning part of it whatsoever. It's like you go, oh.
So there's probably going to be a sequel.
Well, Greta Gerwig has said she doesn't think so. She's not planning one whatsoever.
Yeah, we know how this goes.
This movie, I think a sequel would be like boring. I do think the movie itself could have been too. So more Barbie World, less Ken fight, a little less speech, though the speech was good, and then split the ending of Barbie into two movies, and I think that would have been my whole review. Shortened.
Did you like it?
It was fine. I don't think it was, like, I wouldn't pay to go see it in the theater again. Mm-hmm. I may watch it when it comes out, like, on streaming, but only if it was somebody else that, you know, I didn't see it yet, was watching it. I'm not going to quote it. I'm not even going to buy merchandise or do any of that kind of stuff. It was fine.
So
it was fine. See it.
It was a movie.
Yeah.
On our standard A Freak Accident 5-star rating scale, what would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 5?
Maybe a 4.
That's pretty high.
It was pretty good. It was, like, there were lessons
to it. That's higher than her saying it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, there were lessons to it. It had its purpose.
Well,
you know, I don't know. I haven't seen a movie in a long time. That's the first movie I went to in a theater in, like, a very long time.
I'm sure everyone appreciates you basically spoiling the entire movie for them. That was very nice. But
I didn't really spoil it because I didn't tell you the two Barbie endings.
I feel like most of our listeners probably are not going to see this movie to begin with.
Either
so
they already
this
did.
May have enticed them to at least go check it out.
Either they already did see it or they weren't going to. But,
yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't tell you the final ending of Barbie. I could have.
That's true.
So you still have to watch.
My movie is a historical event, so there's no spoiling that. I mean, spoilers for something that happened 100 years ago.
Yeah.
But I saw Oppenheimer over the weekend, and it's been out now. Both Barbie and Oppenheimer have been out for like 2 weeks, mm-hmm. I think, right? So saw Oppenheimer. Now, you know, the subject matter is my bread and butter, you know, nuclear history and stuff like that. So loved it. Now, I will say it was extremely heavy.
Okay.
And very depressing. And what was interesting about it is they didn't really go into. I would encourage everybody to see it. I mean, it's one thing I will say is it's long.
Okay.
And like the latter, like the last third of it, it starts to feel its length.
Yeah.
Like the first two thirds of it, zipping right by. Mm. That last third, though, I'm just like, oh my God. You know, so, but. It's interesting in the sense that like it was more about the philosophical, moral, ethical, and sociopolitical aspects surrounding the development of atomic weaponry,
right?
Versus the actual science behind the building the atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And with regard to Oppenheimer himself, it was more about who he was as a person and the way he thought rather than just being like a depiction of his life.
Right. Okay.
Like, oh, this is what he did. This is where he came from. So it wasn't like him growing up and going to, it was more about like his mentality and the way his outlook,
mm-hmm.
the way he saw the world. And it ends on literally the most depressing note possible. So it's the kind of thing like so people were even saying leading up to like if you were doing the double feature,
yeah.
like Barbie then Oppenheimer is a ridiculous plan. So yeah, there's no way like you want to just feel nothing but existential crushing dread for like the entire weekend. Do it in that order, or you can flip it and like you know at least have like somewhat of a positive maybe theme and encouragement coming out of Barbie because there were no good feelings coming out of this movie. Man, oh man, was I sad. I was in the big sad after seeing
it.
I couldn't even really accurately describe what I was feeling because it was like very, but I will say that, and I know all about the Trinity test and, you know, the Manhattan Project and everything else. The lead up to the detonation of the bomb, I was white knuckling my chair in the theater. It was so tense and it was so well shot and so well paced that I was on the edge of my seat and I knew what happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I know exactly. And everybody knows what happened, but it was still like just so well done. And it's just interesting because like as soon as that happens, like the entire tone of the movie changes and it turns into something totally different. But again, like
although the world's turned into something totally different.
Well,
after that.
That's kind of the whole point is like, you know, at the beginning of the movie, he has a conversation with Einstein and like the entire movie keeps hearkening back to that because like you don't hear what they talk about.
Right.
And it's like the whole movie, like the one character is keeps saying like, you know, what did he say to him? Like, what did he say to Einstein? Because it's like a big thing. And at the very end, you find out what he said to him.
Mm.
That's what I mean. And that's what it kind of leads into like, yeah, it's literally the most depressing possible ending that you can muster. But the movie is so well acted and it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And the amount of practical effects that they used in it were spectacular. But really, just like it teaches, I think, good lessons. And like I said, it's extremely depressing, but I don't know. It's the ethics of it, I think, are the kind of thing that everybody should consider. You know, you should think about these things and like what your opinion of it is. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what the movie provokes. But like I said, very, very good. I really, really liked it. I would say like 4.5 on my scale, which like is pretty high.
Sure.
You know, I don't give out fives easily. It was paced strangely at first. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it takes some, I don't know, people might like get bored in the first third. The second third is like riveting. And then the third, final third, it's kind of boring too. Mm-hmm. I mean, not that I'm against boring, but like, you know, if you're going to have a good time, I have said before, you're not going to have it in this movie. Not just because of like, you know, how weirdly framed it is and how paced it is, but just because the subject matter is just, it'll crush you. It'll crush you right under its foot. So,
So be in the right mood.
Yeah, yeah, have something light and fun that you could watch like right after to pull yourself out of the fog that you're going to no doubt be in, you know, because that's what I was in the whole, I think I, you know, Helen Hurst and I saw it, I think like, we drove home, we were just kind of like, wow, yeah.
Silence.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get a pizza and go watch Mystery Science Theater 3000 yeah. Because, oh my God.
Yeah.
But no, excellent, excellent. So we actually, we are over on time.
Uh-oh.
But we could probably get to these. This from Mental Floss. This was 13 lies that we've been told by movies. So I'm going to get through this list quickly.
Okay.
Okay. Just because we're in a movie segment, sure. And it makes sense to include it here. So, Jerry Maguire taught us wrong. The human head does not weigh 8 pounds. It weighs 11 pounds.
Ooh, we have fat heads.
Have you ever seen, like, in a movie when somebody gets doused with chloroform? It's usually on a rag or something. They put it over the mouth. And, like, they immediately pass out. It's, like, instantaneous.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
How do you know that?
Don't how ask.
Do not ask
murder.
Questions you don't want answers to. Oh, there's that, too. She jumped into that.
It takes 2 to 5 minutes to work.
Well, that's too long.
If there's an unusually high dose used.
Uh-oh. Don't worry about it.
Not going to ask. I don't want to know. I don't want.
I see why you don't want to do it alone.
Did you ever hear that you can suck the venom out of a snake bite?
Mm-hmm. No. I've heard it.
Yeah. Well, that to me always seemed like such a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh, you're going to spit it out? What? Yeah? You're going to get all of it? You're going to spit all of it out. It's a poison.
Yeah.
There's a risk of infection, and it can enter your bloodstream if there's an open wound in your mouth, or if you swallow even a little bit of it.
So.
Venom also moves way too fast for any suction tactic to make a difference anyway. Yeah, once it's in your bloodstream, it's through your whole body in, like, seconds. Now, this is a big one that, like, people, I don't know if it happened in movies or TV, but have you ever heard that thing, you can't file a missing person report until the person has been gone for something like 48 hours or something like that. Not
24.
True.
Yeah,
it's not true at all. You can file the report immediately.
Okay.
Like the movies are wrong. Yeah. Now, it's actually the first 48 hours are the most crucial.
Right.
So waiting beyond that time is like really stupid then, you know, on top of all that. grainy images or videos can be enhanced to perfect clarity.
No. Yeah, they show that on TV all the time.
Enhance.
Yeah.
Enhance. No. Like the little square zooms in and it pulls out and just.
I always make the comment, I want the camera that does that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, what is the 10 billion pixel security camera outside Turkey Hill that got this guy's friggin' picture that I could zoom in on it with that amount of quality? This is another one we think we've talked about before, that humans are only using a small percentage of their brain. Not true. You use all your brain most of the time.
Sorry.
Are you sure about that?
Well, in your case, I can't be too sure. In my case, it's 0.0 all the time. Right. So, you know, it's either case, wrong.
Right.
Wrong. When you're arrested, you get one phone call. Not true. Laws about phone calls can vary by state.
Huh.
And usually it's not, in most cases, I'm pretty sure it's not just one.
Yeah.
You don't get to, because you're allowed to call your attorney.
Right.
You know, I mean, you still have rights even though you're under arrest. Gun silencers are silent.
No.
No.
Yeah.
They're quieter, but not silencers.
And even then, I mean, you still have to wear hearing protection even when you're shooting a gun with a with a suppressor on it, because it's still loud as hell.
In movies, it's always like, pew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it actually makes it. There's a certain sound, and I don't know what movie pioneered it, but it goes like, pew,
yeah,
like that. I'm like, yeah, it is not that quiet. I mean, it's still an explosion,
right?
So, yeah,
they probably used like a BB gun with a silencer on it.
Yeah,
that's where the sound came from.
Or they don't even use a sound at all. You know what I mean? They just, you know, don't even record that part, or they dub over it. Bald eagles often sound majestic in movies, but typically the sound that you're hearing, you know, that screech, it's actually a red-tailed hawk. Well, it's not even a bald eagle. We have those around here. You hear them screaming all the time.
Pretty sure we had one in our neck of the woods a couple weeks ago, and it sounded like it was killing something.
Yeah, that's what they
it
do.
It was a good, like, 15 minutes of...
Birds of prey. That's what they do. They murder.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock at night, though. I was like, why?
I thought they were just really religious.
I don't know that I've ever heard...
Picture their wings making prayer hands in front of their faces.
I don't know that I've ever actually heard a real bald eagle noise, but apparently it's a cackling sound.
Oh, awesome. Interesting.
Yeah, the majestic, beautiful bird of America, and it goes...
It's more appropriate. Yeah, it
makes like a Popeye the Sailor Man sound. Astronaut helmets are lit from within. That's not true, because it can cause visibility issues. Well, in every movie you see, like, there's always lights on the inside that like make that illuminate their face. Probably because it's a movie and we need to be able to see the actor's face.
Right.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think most of the stuff that I watch though is like sci-fi based, so they're not even showing like
any kind of
the face at all.
Yeah, normal helmet or anything.
Well, this one should be obvious to most people. There's no sound in space, despite the fact that in most space movies, there's lasers and explosions and all sorts. Yeah, all sorts of... The TIE fighters make that, you know, noise when they're flying through. Like, that's not... You wouldn't hear anything out there. That is actually one of the most jarring things in one of the Star Trek reboots. There's a moment where, like, the hull gets breached and a bunch of people get sucked out into space and the sound drops out. And it's like, oh, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you see the lasers and everything and the explosions outside and you just don't hear anything. It's weird. You can walk away. You can actually walk away from an explosion without being knocked over.
Huh.
Oh, actually, no. That is not true.
Oh.
You can't walk away from an explosion without being knocked over.
Because
I was
going
to say, that would defy the laws of physics.
A lot
and this
of force
goes on
going
to say,
on
yeah. Usually, if there's enough of an explosion to create a concussive shockwave, you're getting knocked down.
Yeah.
You're probably, your eardrums are getting ruptured. And at the very least, you're getting a concussion yourself.
So you're not just getting up and walking away, dusting your shirt off?
No. Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. And then number one was the pioneered in Jurassic Park, made it famous, that T-Rex's vision is based on movement. Mm. Not true. Its vision was actually probably 13 times better than a human's.
Ooh.
So
that's terrifying.
It could see you. Probably even in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But then it had those little arms.
Yeah.
So it couldn't reach you.
But it could catch you in like two strides.
With its mouth, though, I guess.
But I think the new thing is that they didn't have little arms in the front. They had little wings on the back.
Oh.
Everything keeps changing.
More like a dragon. Like a dragon.
The little wings, though, wouldn't have been able to fly them. They were huge.
I don't ask questions. It's just the stuff that I've been reading.
Interesting.
So, yeah, movies lie.
Well, go figure.
Movies lie. So there you go. What do you think of the Barbie movie? It was probably lying to you, too.
Maybe.
Men being in charge is actually great.
No.
Oh, my God.
That was a joke. It was a joke. I didn't mean it.
Well, in the movie, they love horses a lot, too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to... I'm pivoting off that. Visit freakaccident.com. That's our website. Freakaccident.com. Letter A, freakaccident.com. And you can go there for pretty much everything show related. We've got all of our social media in the Connect section. We've got t-shirts you can buy if you want to. If you want the Shaw shirt, everybody loves that one. You can request free stickers in the shop, too. So the shop is cool if you want to like get some merch from the show. Every episode we've ever done is in the podcast section. Of course, the big, most important thing you can do for any podcast, especially this one, is subscribe and leave a good review.
Yes.
Those two things help podcasts increase their ratings, standing in on the podcast charts.
The likelihood that more people will find us.
Right, yeah, it makes it easier to be found. So help us out in those two ways. Subscribe and leave a good review. And send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know how you found it. Let us know how long you've been listening. Send us stuff to talk about. We love all that stuff. Next week we'll have that, that 15 things and also 10 things we all do but never mention.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how much I'm willing to admit, but Mickey won't have to be here to deal with it.
Nope.
I'm just going to assume the worst about you when we get to that segment. Yeah, because I don't do that already anyway.
So sweet.
Thanks for listening. We'll catch you again very soon for a freak accident. I'm Crisco.
I am Kara. I was waiting for Lazy E. I forgot he's not here.
I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. You know, I'm glad you remember.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A freak accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY NC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.